Hey, America. How's it going? Welcome to America Tonight. Disasters, both political and Mother Nature-wise, we're going to talk about it. Possible perjury, that's the call. Eric Holder, boy, we've been waiting for this for a long time. I know I've said this over and over again, but folks, man, he should have dumped Holder in the first term, not carried over that baggage to the second term. Why do I think Eric Holder is a lousy attorney general? I'm going to tell you at the end of this hour. But before we get to that, a couple of other huge things, including Mayor Bloomberg, gets two letters that have ricin in it, or at least they believe ricin, and you know how toxic that is. We first really started to learn about people sending these letters filled with this poisonous power, a powder rather, and the power to knock someone off after 9/11. So they were threatening words. They made it to Bloomberg's office, both in New York and in D.C., and they think it's ricin. They opened them up in New York Friday, and they looked at them again back in Washington. The writer of the letters made a lot of references to the debate on gun laws. Of course, Mayor Bloomberg, even though he's got bodyguards that carry guns, is a strong supporter of gun control. He says he's not angry that there are people who, I would argue, do things that are probably irrational and do things that are wrong, but it's a complex world out there, and we just have to deal with that. So they're trying to, the FBI and the NYPD and anybody else with some big letters and an investigative task in front of them, have launched an investigation into where this came from. Supposedly Shreveport, Louisiana, that was the return address. Are people really that dumb? I'm going to send this mayor, who really makes me mad, a letter full of poisonous ricin, and I'm going to put my address on it. So pretty much to paraphrase what the letter said, is this is a taste of what's to come if you take my gun. The letter was obviously referring to the anti-gun efforts, but Bloomberg's undeterred by this. He's not worried about that. As I said, he travels around with a couple of different bodyguards. Last month, though, remember, ricin letters went to President Obama as well as Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi and an 80-year-old Mississippi judge, but they were intercepted. And the guy they finally arrested for it was Everett Dutschke. So they initially nailed the wrong person, an Elvis impersonator, but then they got the right guy behind bars now. And somebody asked me a question, too. What is ricin? What is ricin? So let's just talk about that right at the top. Ricin is massively toxic. It's a protein that can kill an adult in a dose that's just the size of a few, put in your palm of your hands, a few grains of what that ricin looks like, kind of white, obviously. And it's derived from castor oil plant, and it is highly, highly toxic. So that's why in a letter, it's just a tiny bit, and you get traces of it, and the traces are enough, if it's strong enough, depending on how much it's peppered with it, it's deadly. It is absolutely deadly. And how about this? Got a note from Jake in Austin. Turns out he works for the government. Turns out he was someone who was furloughed, and he found out that if you're on furlough, if you're being furloughed, you might be able to collect unemployment benefits. Because already people in other parts of the country are filing for unemployment. How about that? So initially, some people, IRS, Department of Defense workers, talking about losing 20% pay, which is a lot. As I said, it's the middle class, not the people in the upper echelons, even in government. So there's a chance they could recoup some of the lost money through the unemployment. Well, isn't that government money? So wait, we're going to give you the money back, but furloughing you. That's a little tricky, isn't it? I think it's a little tricky. All right, coming up this hour, besides the reasons why the Attorney General has to go, and it's easy to jump on this bandwagon, but I was on this wagon a long time ago when a lot of people were calling me out on knocking down Holder. But I'll give you some specific reasons. Coming up also, from Benny to Beyonce, that's music, right? Exploring music, that kind of thing. We're going to talk with an interesting guy who worked with some iconic people in the music business. And he says, you know what the key is? Doesn't matter if you're famous, you're a singer, you're having an entourage going on. It's really, really about finding your lane. It's really about finding the thing that makes you want to get up in the morning, the thing that you're passionate about. So I can't wait to talk to Jerry Stitt. Because he saw it. He saw how those people were excited about what they did. And, I mean, now here's the thing. You're excited about being in the music business, but also those people in the music business, the big names that are out there that are kicking it, are the ones who are making some huge money. So it's easy to say, geez, I'm so happy. Because you're singing, you like to sing, and you're getting paid big bucks. What if you're a singer who doesn't make more than, you know, a couple hundred a week? You can't find a regular gig. You can't even get a lounge gig, but it's your passion. I think there's kind of two sides to the pursuing your passion. And then it depends on whether you have kids or not. So, typical of this show, you never know what you're going to get when you tune in, right? Plus, many of you had stuff to say about Jodi Arias and the sentencing deal. The jurors, are they going to spare her life? They're going to consider whether or not to give her the death penalty, and here we are with the exception. She stabbed her boyfriend, was convicted of it, Travis Alexander, 29 times in 2008, slit his neck from ear to ear, then shot him in the face. So look at the outcome of the sentencing. Now we go through this process in an abbreviated version. Are they going to still be able to get death for Arias, or does it look, is it looking like it's more like it's going to be life? I'm saying it's probably looking like it's more like it's going to be life, and now there's more money being spent on this, too. That's the other part of this. So the taxpayers are paying for a do-over. It's a shortened do-over, but an abbreviated version, but it's more money. It's more money to try to decide whether or not to put her to death when it doesn't seem as though they wanted to. It's tough for juries to pull the trigger on that. It doesn't seem as though they wanted to go in that direction. And life is much more likely. It would have just been better, I think, to say, okay, then she gets life, and let's move on from this. Because I don't think as they sit here and negotiate this back and forth, I don't think these new jurors are going to be any different than the last one. You're going to find somebody who does not want to do that. Somebody who says, yeah, yeah, I can't go there. All right, we know where we're going next, trying to find our true north. Jerry's going to help us. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Whoa! Musically, we're falling apart there, back in the studio. The band, somehow, I think, drank too much Red Bull. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here across America in those nooks and crannies. In the wings in our virtual green room, someone who knows all about music and knows when the wheels come off, too, is Pastor Jerry Stitt. He's been around music of all sorts and played with some of the greatest on four continents. And we're talking about the giants of jazz and pop music. Oh, I love jazz. I'm thinking Miles Davis, all kinds of people are coming to mind. Pastor Jerry, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you, Kate?
I'm great. And you've written a book, too, called Benny to Beyonce. I was just mentioning that before. What is it about the life of the music is tough. I mean, you don't want to cry tears for people who make a lot of money and become uber famous. But even I think some of them have a little bit of a shift to make. And as much as they have the passion for the music, it can rattle your self-esteem and whatnot when all of a sudden you're big hit and then you're yesterday's news. Have you seen that with the people that you played with? They were really hot, 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 and then all of a sudden they were sort of a nobody?
Well, not the people I played with, but I have seen that a lot in the music world. And, a big hit. For example, Norah Jones from Grapevine, Texas. She did her first album at age 23. It sold 22 million copies. 2 years later, she had 49 million CDs out. And I don't know what's happening to her right now.
You know what? That's funny you say her. She's got a beautiful voice. I saw her play in a small place, and she exploded, won a whole bunch of Grammys when that album that you're talking about came out.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what she's doing now either.
Yeah.
Interesting. The in spending time around these musicians and seeing how they what they go through. Sometimes there's a drug culture connected to that, or there's problems, marital problems, because they're on the road a lot and that kind of stuff. Did you counsel some of the musicians, or did you see a different side? Yeah.
Yes. This is the drug issue is a big issue. I just saw Doc Severinsen the other night, and in my book, in fact, he's got my book now, but in my book, I talk about his band, joking about so-and-so's high, and everybody laughs. It's not a laughing problem. It's a serious problem. And with women and booze and drugs, it's a downfall of a lot of people who can't handle that.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking when I was talking about the fact that you played with some jazz folks and whatnot, I'm thinking in my head, boy, when I was a little girl, pastor, I can remember my mom playing a lot of Billie Holiday stuff. And I didn't know as a kid the woes of Billie Holiday. She was such a talented woman. So sad for what happened with her. And that's that. You, as you say, women have problems too. And she just couldn't get it together, even with the people helping her, huh?
Yes, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Some are just beyond help. They're just so deep into it. And my approach is a spiritual approach. And I've had artists in big name bands who have kicked cocaine and alcohol and turned their lives around.
And when you tell them the spiritual, getting them on the spiritual path, what do you find? Do you find a lot of resistance and then sort of an aha moment for some?
Well, I think that's about right. Now, in my book, each chapter is the title of a popular song. I use popular music from the big band era of Benny Goodman all the way through to Beyonce, who's a member of a church downtown, a ministry that I started when St. John's was closing, and Whitney Houston. She's the last chapter in my book, and the Whitney Houston story, it's a great song. I Will Always Love You.
Mm.
And these are people that were, she was a good person, but she was hooked and couldn't find her way out of it. And Kirk Whalum was her band leader for 7 years. He prayed with her before every performance and in between performances. And his prayers weren't enough to help her to get free from the effects of the drugs. And so sad, because what a voice. Mamma mia, Caitlin Avoce.
That's true. What a voice. I don't think anyone would dispute you on that. You know, and you talk about life, music, your chapters based on these musicians and whatnot, and all your ministering to people. How do you find, and you do it spiritually, but you're talking about that, but how do you know when someone has really found their true north? They found their compass. That's it. They're going to be okay. They found it.
I think it's intuitive. I'm dealing with a young man right now who is just playing around. He's not serious. And I can tell when they're serious, and I'm around them enough to know when they come to that moment that they're willing to let go and let God. I was reminded just now of there was a lady in Florida that used to book me on television and in churches to play. And several years later, I saw her on national news. She had gone to some store, and walking across the parking lot, she met a guy that she knew, and he complained about his back. It was just killing him. She said, do you want me to pray for you? He said, yes. So she puts her hand on his back, and he raises his hand up in the air to, as a matter of receiving from God. And someone saw that and called the police. She was being held up. But it's that kind of surrender, putting your hands up and surrendering to the power of God. And rehab won't cut it normally. Recidivism is very high in rehab. I've got a new book I'm working on now, and I've taken, by the way, the subtitle of Benny to Beyonce is the most important part, and the subtitle is Finding God's Perfect Pitch for Your Life. my new book, I've taken a subtitle as a title, sort of, Found! Exclamation point, Finding God's Perfect Pitch for My Life. And it's the stories of people, for example, Josh Hamilton,
yeah,
the Texas Rangers. He was, he's mm-hmm. now with someone else, he's a free agent. He's known as the new Mickey Mantle, but he was kicked out of a major league twice, suspended 3 years because of drugs. And in my story on him now, my new book, he went through rehab 8 times. Now I've got a comma. In bold print, I have, then God.
Mm.
And you got to move that rehab experience in the head 18 inches south into the heart. And that's a spiritual matter.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh Hamilton, I know Josh from Texas Ranger days, and you're right. God made the difference for him, no question about it. He's now playing for Los mm-hmm. Angeles and doing pretty good for Los Angeles. They've been in and out of kind of a roller coaster year so far. All right, tell me the most fun you had playing. The person that you played with, that you had a chance to be on the stage with, that you got to know a little bit.
The
who?
Most recent thing was when the conductor, Barry Lee Hall Jr., had died. He was with Duke Ellington for almost 40 years and was a director of the band for the last several years. And he got sick and had to come home to Houston, diabetes, and he took over the Conrad Johnson Band. And when he died, they had a wake the night before the funeral. And they had 5 guest soloists to sit in with the Conrad Johnson Band. Actually, we sat to stage left of the band. And the person directing the band would just point to us when he wanted us to do a solo. And 4 of these guys were from the Duke Ellington Orchestra, and I was privileged to be number 5. And I felt a bit intimidated because I'm self-taught. And the 3 of these guys were sax players. The first guy that he called on to my right was a trumpet player. He mm. said the microphone did a beautiful job, fantastic. And then I was next. My jazz is a sweeter jazz. I just play my heart out as God helps me to play. And then the next 3 guys are sax players, and they could play more notes in a second than I could even think of. And afterward, a young lady who had something to do with the event, because she had a big name tag on, she mm-hmm. said, Pastor, when you played, it moved me to tears.
Oh, you killed it. You crushed it. You crushed it. We wish you the best with this book. Pastor, thanks for coming on the show. Check it out, everybody. You can get there, too. You don't have to be a musician. Good luck. We'll talk to you again down the road. Good luck. We'll talk to you again down the road. Thanks, Pastor.
Okay, give them my website.
All right, so we will do that. On the flip side, we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about what's coming up, too, with the Tea Party and the IRS. Stay with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Copy of Pastor Jerry's book. He autographs it. And actually, we barely did it justice. He's got some super incredible stories in the book because he really did. And he was very humble there, but he's had massive brushes with fame. And he talks about in the book just getting through the tunnel. Here you had all these famous musicians, and they're like everybody else. They're struggling with whatever challenge it is that sends them down a sad path sometimes of drug addiction, as he was mentioning, alcohol and all of that kind of stuff. All right, it's not about drug addiction. It's about false accusations, or really not false accusations when it comes to the IRS. A Washington group finally slapped down a lawsuit against the three dreaded letters and some top cops in the Obama administration on behalf of 25 Tea Party-related groups. So far, this is the biggest lawsuit happening over the practice of targeting conservatives for additional scrutiny, right? The 29-page lawsuit named the Attorney General Eric Fumble Holder, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, and several other IRS people. That's what you would do. including Lois Lerner, who's on paid administrative leave because she refused to resign when the new IRS director, the acting one, came in and said, you got to resign. And she just said, no, I won't do it. No, I won't do it. So what the suit basically is claiming is the constitutional rights of 25 Tea Party groups and other conservative groups were simply violated when tax workers decided, yeah, we're gonna draw this process out. We're going to give them 55 questions. We're going to ask them to stand on their head, do the hokey pokey, and turn themselves around. So I'm joking about the last part of that, obviously. The bottom line is it was stupid because this would be an obvious ploy and easy to figure out, and it doesn't make any sense to me why. I understand why they did it. It was stupid, and it was wrong, but it would be very easy, I think, in court to prove that that's what happened. The American Center for Law and Justice is arguing they overstepped their authority and they violated the First and the Fifth Amendments of the Constitution. The Administrative Procedure Act, as well as the IRS's own rules and regulations, and especially if you go back and you look at their rules and regulations, you'll find that. They want the government to admit that they were wrong, and they want the groups to have some protection from future retaliation. Retaliation is so big right now, as well as some compensatory and punitive monetary damages, because this put the brakes on these groups as far as being tax exempt. And so here's the thing. If it was a normal flow and a normal process, sure, some of them probably get denied, but not every single one of them, and that's what happened. And I don't think they're going to get away with this. This is a lawsuit that would be troublesome to me if I were at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I think something comes out of this. Because even the IRS people are saying it. When they get to the bottom of it after these investigations, that's just going to be more material for this lawsuit. I mean, the White House has spent most of the last 2 weeks trying to figure out how to pick up all the fallout that's dropped all over, hanging thick in the air over D.C. and beyond. There's all these congressional panels. It's like the year of investigations, the summer of investigating what really happened. I mean, that's what it is. It's a waste. It's a waste of your money, my money, because we pay for this. We're the ones paying for these investigations. So when you slough off, whatever. So the Tea Parties are complaining, sour grapes or some of the things that I've read. People are writing op-ed pieces and whatnot. It's not sour grapes. It's not 500 groups. You can't say that. Even Democrats are saying that's ridiculous. So who pays in the end? It's you and me that pay in the end. We pay taxes. We're the ones who are footing the bill for this when other things aren't getting done. So the Justice Department has an investigation going on. There's another congressional panel investigating. Boy, the IRS must just be sending out packets and packets of records to everybody who's investigating. How many interviews are going on? There's probably people that are filing for 501(c)(3)s. There are probably people that are filing for that right now wondering why it's taking so long. That's because nobody's in the office in Cincinnati. They're all under oath and testifying as to what they did. On May 20th, the NorCal Tea Party Patriots filed the first suit, just so you know. It's good FYI, but that's not as big as the one I just mentioned. So they filed the U.S. District Court of Cincinnati, and we're going to see this come down, I think. I think this House of Cards really, really, you don't have to be Nostradamus to figure this out. I think they're going to have enough evidence, and some of that is going to come up during these congressional hearings, more of these congressional hearings. So to me, if I'm the lawyer on the other side of this, if I've taken this case, if I've taken, you know, on behalf of the 25 Tea Party related groups, if I'm the one who's the head attorney on this, I feel pretty good about my chances. I feel pretty good. And this will ultimately bring us to what I'm going to talk about in my next segment, why Eric Holder, you know, simply has to go. He never seems to know what's happening. And here we're talking about investigating and we're talking about the IRS. For me, for my money, the tipping point for him is the AP scandal. And speaking of scandal, before we get to Eric Holder and piggyback on what I was just mentioning, these lawsuits, how about this the husband of an Arizona mom who's accused of smuggling pot in Mexico is fighting to get her free. You see a picture, and you can probably just Google this anywhere on whatever site that you go to. And what the deal is here is the accusation is trying to sneak 12 pounds of marijuana into the U.S. And he's saying his wife, the husband is saying his wife is no drug smuggler. Yanerda Maldonado, who's 42, and her husband Gary say they were just returning from the funeral of an aunt last Wednesday when the passenger bus they were on was stopped at a checkpoint about 90 miles from the border. They ordered everybody off the bus, and they claimed to have found the pot on her seat. Now, Maldonado is a devout Mormon. She's been in custody ever since. She's now being held in a jail in Nogales pending a court appearance. Can you imagine what a shocker that is? And the husband said an attorney told them they could pay off the judge. This is what it's about. It's about shakedowns. So he and family members, so he had family members wire $5,000 for the bribe. But he says even though the money was offered, it wasn't accepted. He also said the Mexican legal system, of course, is very different from our process, and they gather up testimonies, and then the judge will have kind of a secretary lawyer person look at this and give a recommendation of what she thinks to the judge. Then the judge decides the case from reading all the evidence, who weighs more in the evidence. Boy, this is scary. Oh, this is like your biggest fear. What was the what was that movie where they went to Turkey and Sean Penn was in it, and he definitely was a drug dealer, but got snapped, and they had them with all the drugs that they were moving, and it was a true story. I want to say The Falcon and the something. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I will. And so that's Hollywood based on a real story. This is simply, okay, I went to a wedding, went across the border, am comfortable, speak some Spanish, all that stuff, get pulled off of a bus, and I think the pot is planted. But everybody else is saying something different. They tell us, oh, we just offer some money. We try to do that and then forget that. So they say that the people came on the bus, the people that are testifying against them, I guess, the witnesses are saying they came on the bus without anything on them, and they're trying to get this documentation confirming that the funeral took place. And the biggest fear of this family is, hey, she's in Mexico. She's lost in the sauce in this system. She's been a U.S. citizen for 17 years. She's the mother of seven, and she is stuck. I mean, she is stuck because of what some of the people around her on this bus are testifying to. So what do you do here? You've got Senator Jeff Flake in Arizona saying he's monitoring what he can do, and he's having these conversations with the deputy Mexican ambassador. The State Department is saying U.S. diplomats have been in touch with the Maldonados and the Mexican cops and whatnot, but they're not budging at this point. And the embassy won't say whether, you know, there's these allegations that she was framed, but they're not answering that. I guess they're probably afraid to, because if they say she was framed, well, now she's stuck in Mexico. That'll just infuriate them more, and she has probably no chance of getting out of it if they do that. You know, more and more, I have lots of friends that go to Mexico, but going into the interior, getting on a bus, coming back across, and this is, like I said, somebody who's fluent in Spanish, but has been an American citizen for 17 years and has seven kids, I think she's going to have a really, really hard time. They're going to have to try to pull whatever diplomatic strings that they can possibly pull to get her back over before it's too late, and they just bury her in this smuggling pot scam. Because I, you know, do I think she did it? No, I'm going to say no. I'm looking at the picture. I'm reading the stories about the background. It doesn't make any sense. There's absolutely no gain in this for her. I don't see it. I don't see her as selling pot to make some dough and taking it across the border. But if they decide the evidence is going to slant that way, bye-bye. Woo! Hang with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters. For the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Attorney General talked about prosecution. Every published report that I've read about the case in question says that it's completed. No further charges or prosecution is contemplated.
It's my contention that everybody has a word. All of you listening to me have a word that best describes you. Happy, helpful, idiot, smart, I don't know, whatever. Everybody has one word. If somebody says, hey, just tell me one, what is the one word that sums up your friend or your boss or the woman you're looking for or whatever. So the one word I would use for Eric Holder would be incompetence. That was Jay Carney, the mouthpiece for the White House, saying, you know, talking about the prosecutions, and it's always the White House on the defense. Lately, we're going to get to Holder in just a second. A lot of people throwing in their two cents on Maldonado. You can do that. The woman who was hauled off the bus says she was with her husband, went to her aunt's funeral, has lived in the country legally for 17 years, has seven kids, is a Mormon. She was pulled aside. They said, oh, wait a second. We found 12 pounds of pot. It's yours, lady. You're going to prison with us. Then somebody drops the husband who's panicked, shocked, all that. Well, you know, cop up a little of that American coin and it'll all go away. So frantically, they get $5,000, but then they don't want it. Now we don't want the bribe. You're wiring us $5,000. What are you doing? We don't want this. So Biker says it is Napoleonic law, guilty until proven innocent. I'm serious. It's their law. They don't like gringos. Bribes are the norm there, and they didn't want the bribes. So what is the deal with this story? Biker also said, I don't think she was involved in pot. There are other drugs that make a better profit, which I agree. If you're some drug mule and she's some fake mom, or okay, she's a mom, but she's got this weeds thing going on. You know, the show that Mary Louise Parker does on, I want to say HBO or Showtime, whatever it is. And that's, she's the suburban mom and she's the drug dealer and all that. Well, weed, 12 pounds of it on the bus, that wouldn't be the way to go. I don't. So not enough money. There's no way. And with the husband. So she's getting nailed for that. No. So what is the deal here? Why was she the target? And I can't figure that part out. Why would they go after her? She's a pretty woman. But it's not that. I don't think it's that. I don't think someone scoped her out on the bus and said, hey, we're going to grab this American and we're going to plant this pot. I don't think so. Is it just simply, all right, we're going to jack with some American and she's the perfect one to do it. She's on the bus. And now that we're on the bus, we pick somebody out. I think there's more to that. But what is it? She's definitely not the courier. I don't believe that. I don't think she's the courier, but she's going to get nailed for that. And the State Department's worried. You know they're worried. I heard from somebody in Washington that they are all over this trying to figure out what's the back way in here. What do we do? How do we pull her out of this? But I don't know that they're going to be able to. I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I think they're trying to do something here. And what is the reason to just say, listen, to make a point, listen, this is what we're going to do if you try to mess with us. So we're going to take somebody who's innocent and we're going to smack this on her. And she just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But they would have had to know she was there. And that's the part I'm not so sure about. Really, are they that smart? Because you think about cartels, you think if you're going on that side, even think of dirty Mexican law enforcement types. And I don't think they're thinking that far ahead either. Now, pulling somebody over, I've had friends that's happened to, where they've been pulled over and asked to get out of the car and basically were told, hey, you know, a little bit of dinero here and it's all good. And they freaked out and, of course, just gave them whatever they could. But this is different. This is planting, to me, drugs. Unless she is the courier. And we're all wrong, because who would think she would do that? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. We'll see. Is she gonna take the fall for this? Or are they gonna be able to get her out of it? I'd be a wreck, man. Imagine that. I know every single one of you guys too would feel the same way. You get pulled off a bus, you know, you're got some tequila in your back pocket, you had a good time, you're coming back over the border, and boom. You are stopped, and all of a sudden something's pinned on you that you had nothing to do with. You know, it's like that show that was on MSNBC. They used to, they probably still do it. It's called Locked Up Abroad. And some of these stories, wow, it like made you think, well, I'm not going there. I always wanted to go to Thailand, and there are beautiful areas of Thailand. But after some of these series that I've seen of things that have happened to people where stuff has been planted on them, boy, you better be real, real careful. All right, let's move on to Eric Holder, because I promised I would give you the big payoff. Many of you might feel the same way. Maybe you don't. Maybe you think he's just a tool and who cares and it's not really worth clubbing him over the head. But I think it is. I think he personifies the incompetence and the lack of transparency that we see from this administration. And perjury and Holder sound good to me. I don't think they'll nail him for perjury. We could go back to Fast and Furious. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee actually sent a letter to Holder saying they have great concern about the possibility that he lied under oath during his testimony earlier this month on the Justice Department seizing of the Associated Press records, the phone records. He said he wasn't involved in the potential prosecution of a member of the press under the Espionage Act for disclosing classified information. He said it's not something I'm involved in, heard of, or would think would be wise policy. Really? How is that possible when the buck has to stop there? He's the top guy. It doesn't really add up to me. How would he not be informed of that? So you mean to tell me he didn't know about Fast and Furious? He didn't know about what happened with the AP records? He says, hey, I bowed out, gave it to the assistant guy, I have nothing to do with it. I'm going to say, I'm not buying that. Yeah, the crowd doesn't like it either. So Obama has been under a lot of fire, both from Democrats and Republicans. You know, this isn't a witch hunt by the Republicans. Let's plant some more fear. Let's just trump something up. Not when you have the Huffington Post slamming them and everybody left that you can possibly think of for digging into these records. And why are they doing that? Because they know, whoa, they're going after the media now. First Amendment kind of stuff. Ah, I don't want that to happen to me. And I think that... I think Holder, if he was smart, would resign, but he's not going to do that. He's not going to resign. To me, there are just too many things that now are not adding up with him over and over again, and this is just the latest one with him. The fact that he doesn't know what's happened, didn't know what was going on in Gitmo, didn't know what was happening there, doesn't know Fast and Furious. Now, he was just informed of the situation, just informed of all these situations. And for goodness sake, why is he the attorney general? Yes, he is not in on every single case. I understand that, because he can't be in 50 different places. But listen, he approved a search warrant targeting Fox News' James Rosen. He did. So that's there. They shopped around for a judge who would actually lay on the surveillance of professional and private emails, and they would keep it, they kept it secret. And then all of a sudden they disclose it when they have no choice. It's this in the name of leaks is ridiculous. And he's not sharp. It's like when he reopened the investigation of the CIA interrogators who had already been cleared by career prosecutors. Remember that? That was during the first term of Obama. I was here on America Tonight saying I would pink slip him for that. Because you had seven former CIA directors who said this is wrong. That this was wrong when they were doing this. And they went after these career people who were so good, and the CIA was about to collapse because people were jumping off the ship and it was sinking. The president had to march down to the CIA and give him a pep talk. To me, that was enough. And now we have three or four or five other things that we can throw at Holder that, to me, just simply smell of incompetence. He needs to go.
Of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Van from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.